What does the Bible say? Now, before we go any further, we must first consider a pertinent matter. You must come to terms with the fact that the biblical well from which I would have you drink this living water has already been put off limits in your mind by timid Bible teachers who have themselves never tasted the gift of a heavenly marriage. There are many books written by men, scholars, that undermine the beauty of a woman's helpmeet position. They do so by casting doubt on the Bible itself. They talk in elaborate and learned terms about the original languages and the cultural settings in which the words of Scripture were written. Of course, there are many other scholars who believe the Bible just as it is written. Can we, ordinary housewives and mothers, jump into the arena and compete with these scholars, deciding which verses in the Bible should be believed and which ones should be dismissed for various reasons? That is not for me. But I do have a solution. There is one verse that they have not yet contested. The aged women may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Titus 2:3-5. It reads basically the same in all my English translations, and my husband says it reads the same in his 4 Greek Bibles as it does in the King James. According to the word of God revealed to the Apostle Paul, a man, aged women are to teach the younger women to be obedient to their own husbands. It is clearly God's plan. The following letter is typical of many I have received about this topic. Someone is trying to get this woman to believe his opinion about the words of God. He would block her way to the well of water that produces heavenly marriages. Dear Mrs. Pearl, I am asking you to investigate something for me, and I trust that you will use many resources and that you will do as the Bereans in Acts 17:11 did. I was raised Catholic, and they always served wine during Mass. As an adult, I joined the Christian church, and I was perplexed that they used grape juice. Finally, someone explained to me that the Scripture says wine, but it means a drink made from grapes. This made me realize that a topic that has burdened my heart for many years should be addressed in the same manner. I have been deeply blessed by women speaking on the platform. I don't understand how God could move so profoundly through women who are not in accordance with His will. There is a book out by so-and-so who analyzes the scriptures that have kept women bound for centuries, and he rightly divides them, illuminating God's plan for women to be the same as for men. He shows that in the original languages, there's just one word for women, nothing for wife, and one for man, which would help explain why the women obeying and not teaching their husband passages are wrongly translated and received. The full gospel believers have never silenced women and always encouraged women to teach men. Your ministry has meant a lot to our family. I know your teaching saved my marriage and helped us with our children. But I know that you could be blind to this beautiful truth, and I wish you would study to show yourself approved unto God, a worthy servant. Kristen. Dear Kristen, if you were trying to convince me of the truth of your argument by telling me the full gospel crowd encourages women to take positions of leadership, you sure used the wrong argument. Check out their divorce rate, and you will understand my amazement in your choice of arguments. Statistics reveal that on the average, modern Christians have a higher divorce rate than does the general population. You will notice the huge amount of scripture we will present that deals with God's will for a woman. I have not had to redefine, retranslate, restate, or deny the words as they are recorded. I believe God has given and preserved His words so that the average woman can know what He means without having to go to a man who claims to be smarter than the words of God. If God's words are so misleading and difficult to translate that the 15 English translations I have and the 4 Greek versions my husband has, all in agreement on these verses, are not able to speak the truth about women, then He's not the God I've worshipped these many years. Why would God allow His words to be consistently misleading, teaching the exact opposite of his will. How is it that for over 1900 years, all translations in Greek, Syriac, Coptic, German, French, Spanish, English, and 200 other languages have gotten it wrong? Would you have me believe that only in these last few decades, as the world shifted to a woman's liberation philosophy, that suddenly a few preachers who studied Greek in college for 3 years should discover that the world is right after all? Do you believe the Bible has been taught in error ever since it was written, and that all the Christians during the first 19 centuries were living in error? We're not talking about 2 or 3 verses in 1 or 2 books. They would have us believe that 500 verses found in 25 different books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, have been consistently mistranslated or misunderstood by all sects, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, and Baptist alike. You will have to go to a pop TV evangelist or conference speaker who depends on monetary gifts from women to get the modern view that you say is taught by men like H. So-and-so. There is a reason why those people attempt to appeal to the modern woman. 9 out of 10 gifts to these ministries and 9 out of 10 purchases of books and tapes are by women. Women who can't be close to their husbands have a propensity to develop a self-absorbing spiritual intimacy with spiritual leaders, be they men or women. My husband started studying Greek 40 years ago. He daily uses 3 different Greek Bibles in order to correct the teachers who attempt to correct the Bible with the Greek. When my husband, who is a Bible scholar and for many years also a student of Greek, wants to know what God says, he always opens his King James Version Bible first. You are asking me to adopt a philosophy that is contrary to the Bible, has destroyed countless homes, has put thousands of women on Prozac, and has driven men to pornography, in exchange for something that has worked perfectly for the past 35 years in my marriage. I am a supremely happy and content woman, in submission to my husband, but I am not altogether gullible. I suggest you believe God and let the snake deceive some other dumb lady, just like he deceived Eve in the garden. Debbie. Now let us see what God says, just as he said it.